Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Get Your Ex Back, Part 1. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.datemetips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Get Your Ex Back, Part 1. This is the first part of a mini-series I'm doing, giving advice and support about how to try and get your ex back if you have been dumped. Please subscribe and ring the bell for notifications so you are notified of my future uploads. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, but if you do everything right, then you will increase your chance of success. The first part of a journey to try and get your ex back is not to make things any worse. Your ex has a low level of romantic emotional attraction for you right now, and they see you as low value. The first goal is to stop your ex's feelings for you dropping any lower. The best way to achieve this is by implementing my version of the no contact rule. Never contacting your ex again unless they contact you first. During this time, you will need to distract yourself from thinking of your ex. They will be on your mind 24/7 and you will be desperate to make contact. This should only be done in an emergency or legitimate necessity. Don't cheat yourself by creating an excuse. To stop yourself reaching out to your ex, you need to distract yourself. One of the best ways to do this is to speak with your friends and family. Your close friends and family will likely listen, support, and soothe your feelings. However, contacting friends and family you haven't spoke with in a while can be even more beneficial. They are less likely to know of your breakup and more likely to give you conversation that doesn't revolve around it. Send a text message to somebody you haven't spoke with in a while and ask if they've seen the latest movie or read the latest book. Let your mind rest during this chat and don't bring up the breakup unless it becomes necessary. If you feel depressed or alone, then contact your local doctor and tell them your feelings. You are likely experiencing feelings similar to a combination of grief and drug withdrawal, and these can be very powerful and painful. Another way of distracting yourself is by removing reminders of your ex from view. Look within your house and you are bound to find photos, items your ex bought you, items you bought your ex, and lots of other possibilities within your home which will remind you of your ex and of the breakup. What I suggest you do is gather all of these things together and place them safely in a box. Then take that box and put it somewhere away from view where you are unlikely to bump into it unless you are deliberately looking. Now, I'm not telling you to throw away your ex's belongings. I'm not telling you to throw away the items that your ex bought you or the photos that you had together. This is part of your past, and there is no need to throw these away, particularly at this stage. But what you want to do is remove them from your view because you don't need additional reminders to really cause you pain. So gather them all together, place them in a box, and keep them somewhere safe that you can find if necessary. But for your day-to-day living, you are not going to bump into them, and you are not going to encourage further stress, pain, and anxiety by seeing these reminders. So what else can you do to soften the pain you are feeling right now and to provide you with distraction? Well, I'm going to be giving you three pieces of advice, all linked within health and fitness for things you can do. So first of all, let's concentrate on exercise. And exercise in itself has three positive elements. Firstly, if you are exercising, then you will be less likely to be thinking of your ex. When we're doing exercise, we have to focus on the task at hand. It can often be challenging, and that will likely allow your mind some respite from thinking of your ex. It will allow yourself to fully focus on what you are doing. Secondly, the chemicals within your mindset will alter. You will be using up adrenaline, which is often in high levels when you are feeling stressed, when you are going through a breakup. Most dumpies are thinking, what can I do? I've got all of this excess energy. I'm feeling really high adrenaline. What can I do with this? Well, if you're exercising, you're going to be burning up that adrenaline in a safe and productive way. Additionally, you'll be releasing positive endorphins into your mindset and into your body so that you will begin to feel slightly happier. I'm not saying that you will feel fantastic all of a sudden, but you will certainly improve your mood. That's what positive endorphins do. That is what happens when you exercise. Thirdly, and the most special byproducts of all of exercise, is that you will be improving your health and fitness and therefore becoming more attractive. So if you're trying to get your ex back, then you need to be considering the fact that if and when you ever see each other again, you want to be improving yourself in every single way. And that includes how you physically look. If you are exercising, then you are likely to be looking healthier, fitter, stronger, just a healthier, more attractive person in the eyes of your ex and anybody else that sees you. So that's exercise, but what about the other two pieces of advice I'm going to be giving you regarding health and fitness? Well, the second element is getting enough sleep. So dumpies will often fall into one of two categories with sleep. Either they're sleeping excessively and feeling lethargic all of the time, or possibly the other way around, they can't sleep. They're feeling like whenever they try to get to sleep, they just can't get any sleep at all. Well, it's very important as quickly as possible to get back into a regular and healthy sleep pattern. You want to get into a routine where you are having enough sleep, because this will be a great way for you to heal. We heal as we sleep, but additionally, we want to make sure that we are not being sluggish and we are not sleeping all of the time. You know within yourself which area you are in. Are you sleeping too much or are you sleeping too little? It's very unlikely if you're going through a breakup that you're sleeping just as normal. So this is where the first point I mentioned, exercise, can be really, really useful, because by using exercise as a tool, you can actually make sure you get the amount of sleep that you require. Exercise will mean that you run down all of that excess energy that you have, which should mean that you can sleep a little better. Additionally, it should be balancing out your mindset. And if you are feeling like you can't sleep or that you sleep too much, it should level off your feelings, level off those chemicals within you, and provide you with the best possible chance of actually getting the sleep you need. Now, if you aren't getting enough sleep, if you absolutely struggle to get a full night's sleep, then don't be afraid of having a nap. You know, naps can be very healthy for you, in particular if you're not getting enough sleep during the night time. You know, so if you want to have a nap during the day, if you're able to do this, then make sure you do. It's very important you get enough sleep. Ideally, you want to be sleeping 7 to 8 hours. That seems to be the average at night. However, if you need a nap, then don't be afraid to have one. It can only help your mindset. But if you're somebody who feels that they're sleeping all the time and being really sluggish, that's where having that exercise in point number one is even more important, because when you exercise, you'll be balancing that mindset and those positive endorphins will be giving you the energy to move forward with your day without wanting to sleep all of the time. It will also build you up an appetite. And this moves us nicely into point number three, and this is healthy eating. Similar to sleep, some dumpies will not be able to eat and some dumpies will binge eat. You want to be making sure that you get into a healthy eating plan as soon as possible. But during the early stages of a breakup, it can be particularly hard. So it's just important that you are eating. So if you're going through a phase and you're really struggling to eat anything at all, then once again, use the exercise as a way to create an appetite and see if that helps you. If you feel that you only want to eat your favorite food right now and it's junk food, it's not particularly great for you, then okay, you know, first of all, it's just important to eat. So make sure you are eating something. As time goes on, you do want to be making sure you're eating healthy. So try to create that within your daily routine. If you're somebody who's binge eating, then try to, as soon as possible, move down into a more healthy eating regime. But once again, linking back to point number one of the exercise, that of course will help you. Doing the exercise will help you maintain a healthy weight, and this all links together. So it's really important that you have the exercise, that you get enough sleep, and that you eat healthy so that you maintain a healthy weight and that you can look your most attractive. You want to be as healthy as you can be for the inside, but also the outside. You want to look as good as you can, not just for your ex, but for new people as well. But most importantly, for you. You want to look into the mirror and think to yourself, you know what? I'm really proud of myself. I've really improved how my attractiveness is through a natural way, through natural behavior, through health and fitness. You become more physically attractive, and that will really raise your low self-esteem to a higher point if you see the changes you have made. So if you sleep well, if you exercise well, and if you eat healthy, you will see the byproduct of this being you feeling more attractive and healthier within yourself. Additionally, I just want to say, if you are using bad substances, and you know what those are, you know, make sure you remove them from your life. Bad substances are not going to help you at any stage in your life. Additionally, when you're going for a breakup and you're more likely to be feeling on an uneven keel, you don't want to slip into bad habits by taking bad substances. Make sure you remove them from your life and you're living as healthy as possible. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I hope you understand that this is just part one of a mini series. Please subscribe and ring the bell for notifications so you will be updated for when I upload new content, including the next part of this mini series. This will take you into the next stage of what you need to do to increase the possibility of one day getting your ex back. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get them back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.